there's a reason you're listening to a podcast instead of being out somewhere.
I spent, I don't know, probably like 3.5 hours making, you know, the mayonnaise and the, you know, all the accoutrement.
Make yourself cooler. Learn Chinese.
Cool.
Cool.
Cool, cool.
Pop-up Chinese.
Welcome to Film Friday. I'm David.
I'm Brendan.
大家好,我是 Echo.
And we are here this week with a seminal movie.
One that owes its genesis to a few sci-fi authors, William Gibson kind of being one of them.
Mm-hmm. We've got a clip for you. It's a great clip. We're going to go play it for you. And then we're going to come back and go into more detail about what we heard.
All right.
Okay? Let's take a listen. Okay, we're back. And Echo, you want to take us through this line by line, right?
你正在沙漠里行走，突然之间你。
你在沙漠里行走，突然之间你。
I don't think we need to give the translation, but there are some key words.
Yeah, the first is desert.
沙漠。
And then suddenly.
突然。
There's an interesting verb there for to walk.
行走。
Next.
是的，你正在沙漠里行走，突然间你向下看。
是的，你正在沙漠里行走，突然间你向下看。
So we've got all of a sudden.
突然间。
And then it's kind of interesting the co-verb they use for look down.
向下看。
And, you know, there are other ways you could say that, like, you know, 往下看or something like that.
往下看 or 朝下看。
Yeah.
哪个沙漠并不重要,这完全是假设。
哪个沙漠并不重要,这完全是假设。
Yeah, and this is a nice one, actually. It's all hypothetical.
Yeah.
假设。
为什么要去那儿?
我为什么要去那儿?
Yeah.
也许你感到厌倦,也许你想一个人待着。
也许你感到厌倦，也许你想一个人待着。
Some interesting words there, Brendan.
Yeah, ones that I frequently use, right? So maybe you're tired of it all.
厌倦。
And that's physical exhaustion, right?
It doesn't have to be. It can also be kind of just...
Mental.
Yeah, it's not exactly disgust.
Usually it's mentally.
And what's the second word there?
待着。
Which is just to stay, right? Or to be, to stay in a certain state,
yes.
In a certain place.
Yeah. Let's hear that sentence again.
也许你感到厌倦，也许你想一个人待着。
Right, so it's maybe you're fed up with it all.
Yeah,
maybe you want some time to yourself.
Yeah.
你向下看，看见一只乌龟向你爬过来。
你向下看，看见一只乌龟向你爬过来。
Yeah, two interesting words there. The first is the animal.
乌龟.
And actually, if you've seen Kung Fu Panda, there is a character
in it. 乌龟 master.
Yeah, Master 乌龟. Anyway, same animal.
And the verb they use to describe the way a turtle moves.
爬.
Which is to
crawl.
To crawl.
你知道海龟吗?
当然了,一回事。
你知道海龟吗?当然了,一回事。
Yeah, we've got two animals there.
Right.
And the difference is slight.
No, it's in the classifier, right? It's
yeah.
in the first character.
一个在地上,一个在水里。
Yeah.
Right. And specifically, it's in the sea. Right?
Mm-hmm. 海里。
They actually use these terms, not these exact terms, but they use really similar terms to refer to...Chinese academics and Chinese people who are going through university systems.
Right. Now, well, like overseas kind of returnees are also called...
海龟.
Yeah.
And that's because of a pun, right, on gui and also the verb gui meaning to return.
Return.
Yeah, yeah. And these days now, someone who actually goes through the university system here, especially, mm-hmm. and gets a tenure track job is known as
土鳖.
Yeah, it's a kind of beetle anyway, but the 土 there is both 土 is in like 本土 and also 土 is in like, you know, 土包子 or 土的掉渣儿 or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Are we at the end of the clip or?
Yeah, we are.
No, we've still got a bit more, right?
我已经都读完了.
Yeah.
No, it's over.
但是,
actually, there is something we should point out there.
我必须要说,
yeah.
一回事,
yeah.
Or 我们北京人可能会说一回事儿.
Yeah. Mm. It's the same difference. Basically, and, same thing. And there are other measure words you can use for shar here, right? There's also 一马事儿, right?
一马事儿.
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah, same difference.
Okay.
I mean, it's a very dismissive also way of saying it.
Yeah. Anyway, there's nothing in the clip that really gives away the movie, but I think I think
there are a couple
pretty distinctive if you've seen it.
Yeah, if people have seen this movie, they're going to...
You've got a good chance of picking up on this one.
Yeah.
这是一个让人印象很深刻的电影.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't we play the clip again? But before we do, what was this key vocab? Echo, let's go through it once more.
沙漠.
Desert.
行走.
To walk.
突然间.
All of a sudden.
假设.
Hypothetical. Or to hypothesize.
厌倦.
Tired, exhausted, fed up.
呆着.
To stay.
乌龟.
Tortoise.
爬.
To crawl.
海龟.
The maritime equivalent of the tortoise, a sea turtle.
土鳖.
And that's more of a beetle.
It's a kind of beetle.
Yeah.
一回事儿.
Same difference.
Same thing. Okay, that's the key vocab. Let's go back and listen to the clip once again.
你正在沙漠里行走，突然之间你……这是测试吗？是的，你正在沙漠里行走，突然间你向下看。哪个？什么？是哪个沙漠？那个沙漠并不重要，这完全是假设。为什么要去那儿？也许你感到厌倦，也许你想一个人待着。 你向下看，看见一只乌龟向你爬过来。乌龟？是。是什么？你知道海龟吗？当然了。一回事。Well,
that's our movie for today. I think we're likely to get people guessing it.
Yeah.
I think it's a fair clip, though.
I will be surprised and extremely disappointed if you guys don't get it.
Okay, so...
Not calling you dumb or anything.
Don't disappoint Brendan.
Please.
If you do know what movie it is, Echo, what have you got to do?
你们可以给我写信到echo@popupchinese.com.
Right. And if you guess it right, we will enter you in the draw to win...
我们的免费的一个月的premium access.
Right. This is the best thing on the internet.
We will also send you one of the kites that we will not be flying over the National Day holiday.
Okay. From Beijing, I'm David.
I'm Brendan.
我是Echo.
Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed the clip, and we'll look forward to hearing from you.
Have fun.
Bye.
下次见。